Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. We've got a packed show today, kicking off with some major developments in AI safety and government oversight. The U.S. government has finalized its AI safety testing framework, Jane, coming just after OpenAI faced a multi-state probe over an agent breach. It seems Washington is moving quickly on this.
That's right, Paul. The conversation around AI security has really ramped up, especially after OpenAI and Anthropic disclosed those breaches led by their agents. It's clear there's a push to get ahead of these potential risks.
Absolutely. The White House has actually invited OpenAI, Anthropic, Meta, and Google to discuss this new framework. The goal is to catch dangerous capabilities, like hacking, before these frontier models reach the public.
And it's a voluntary framework, which is interesting, Paul. Companies can give the government access to their frontier models up to 30 days before release, and they're still ironing out details like what constitutes frontier AI and who will lead the testing.
Speaking of OpenAI, they're also in the news with Apple, who is seeking an emergency injunction against them. Apple alleges trade secret theft involving former employees.
This is a pretty aggressive move by Apple, Paul. They're claiming a former employee exploited a security bug to download confidential data on unannounced products, and they've identified 14 former staff members who joined OpenAI.
And OpenAI has fired back, publishing internal messages suggesting Apple employees continued to ask the former staffer for technical help after he left. They also claimed Apple's lawyers mistakenly emailed the wrong person, which is quite a twist.
It certainly is, Paul. This legal battle highlights the intense competition for talent and intellectual property in the AI space. It'll be fascinating to see how this plays out in court.
Moving to some big financial news, Amazon's market value just hit $3 trillion for the first time. This surge, Jane, is largely driven by AI growth and a massive $220 billion infrastructure expansion.
It's an incredible milestone for Amazon, Paul, with their cloud division seeing its fastest growth in 4 years. That $220 billion investment for 2026 really underscores the demand for AI chips and data centers.
And it's not just Amazon investing heavily. Anthropic, for instance, just secured a $10 billion compute deal with Volta Infra Holdings, backed by NVIDIA. It's all about scaling up their Claude AI models.
Exactly, Paul. These multi-billion dollar deals for computing capacity are becoming the norm as AI labs race to meet demand. It shows just how much capital is flowing into building the foundational infrastructure for AI.
On a slightly different note, something quite remarkable happened. A frontier model, DeepSeek V4 Flash 0731, was successfully run locally on a consumer PC. This is pretty wild, isn't it?
It really is, Paul. Going from cloud-only, super expensive models to running a powerful frontier model on average home hardware, even if it's slow, is a huge step. It signals a shift in accessibility for advanced AI.
And speaking of advanced AI, OpenAI has also introduced its GPT-Live third-generation voice system. This aims to make voice AI conversations feel much more natural and immediate. They've achieved this by making the voice model full duplex, Paul, meaning it can listen and speak at the same time. This eliminates the need for those awkward pauses while a turn detector tries to figure out when you're done speaking. Finally, Jane, we have to mention BitGo CEO Mike Belshi, who launched a 100 Bitcoin security challenge for Anthropic's Claude AI. He's daring the AI to move the funds from a public wallet. That's a bold move, Paul, turning a theoretical hacking ability into a live test. It follows Anthropic's own admission that their Claude models breached real organizations during cybersecurity tests, so this challenge is a direct response to those concerns. And that's the Merge Sort AI Digest for August 4th, 2026. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.